Lost in Translation by Edward Willett. Read by Debbie Monroe. It seemed to Catherine she had barely closed her eyes when someone knocked.
"Duty calls, Translator Bircher," Matthew said through the door. "1 hour. We're all anxious to conclude this."
"I'll bet you are," Catherine thought. She splashed cold water on her face, surveyed herself in the mirror, shuddered, and then returned to the computer to review her creation. Jarek had sent it back with a few eminently sensible changes. "We make a good team," she thought as she read them. But if the information Jarek had sent her were true, she'd never link with him, or anyone else again. She cleared the computer and picked up her case. If Matthews had done the work she had just attempted, she would have been able to hold to her oath. But if her darker suspicions were correct, and war had been intended from the moment Earth colonized Fairholme, how would Matthews react when this proposal surfaced? She paused at the door. "Earth depends on its allies," she told herself. "They'll pressure it to accept anything reasonable that preserves the peace. Even Matthews is enough of a diplomat to understand that," she hoped. The anger of the Essen, who packed every recess of the Great Hall, beat down on Catherine like a desert sun as she followed Matthews to the dais. The air felt colder than ever, but the distinctive musky scent of the assembled Essen was hot and troubling. She saw Larrick, trailing the Supreme Flight Leader, approaching from the other side. Keeping a tight rein on her own emotions, she could feel nothing from him. Ritualistically, they made their preparations. But when Catherine pressed the injector to her arm, she felt nothing but the sting of the needle. The beast inside her slumbered on. She took up her end of the link and froze. She could feel the ravenous attention of Essen and humans, could almost hear them saying,
"Do it, Link, give us war."
She could. She could make some excuses, return to her quarters, inject the real programming, and translate perfectly as her oath demanded. War would come, but she would still be a translator, still have that wonderful union with other races, the only thing that could fill the void left by her parents' deaths.